Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, droids of all ages, welcome to Fantasy TV. I am Devo, joined here with the Clinaris and the Gooch. And this is the only show that turns television into sport. And we are in the middle. Actually, we're close to the end of The Mandalorian Season 2. We just finished Chapter 14, The Tragedy.
Before I want to say anything, aptly named, I would say. Before you say anything, what I found out watching this trilogy is that I'm terrible at any writing anything or guessing anything at all.
No! Gooch, how can you say that?
Wait, you did something very special.
No, episode.
This episode, true. I agree. There's some things that I did hit it almost on the dot, I would say. But as a whole, I'm actually glad I didn't know, because this was an amazing episode. So continue on. I'm just saying.
Yeah. So I'm going to go. There's a couple of season-long ones that I'll have to go through and find. But I want to go ahead and start with our predictions for this episode.
Yes.
See how accurate we were. Gooch, since you are so negative with yourself.
No, there was something.
You said that this would be an Empire filler, and it's... It wasn't 30 minutes of Empire, but it was like half the episode was focused on the Empire. So I at least gave you half points for that one.
Yeah.
Said it would be mostly a space episode. Didn't happen. No. Reach a space station. Didn't happen. You went balls out with Talon Card. Homie didn't show up. But, you know,
that would have been like 10 times the points.
I know.
But yeah.
And I gave you full points on this because you did say, and you said, Bill Burr's crew would make a comeback. And the very end, homie, like, specifically, Mando's going to be going after Bill Burr. Yeah, so we don't know if it's going to be the whole crew, but, I mean, that was a fucking just throwing anything.
I was shocked.
I may have to advocate for an extra point for this one, Devo. Because that was so out of the left field. I was like, yeah, I guess that could probably happen. But why did he pick it in this episode of all episodes? And then the fool appears at the very end. Like, what the hell?
You know, the crazy thing about it was that, like, through this whole episode, I was like, all right, so I got the whole space station thing wrong and all, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, all right, so he's going to meet up with some old crew. The whole time I was thinking, I'm like, oh, you know what? You know, Ming-Na and Boba Fett, Ming-Na is part of an old crew. It might not have been, like, the one I was talking about. I might squeeze out half a point with that with Devo if I begged and pleaded with you guys.
Dude,
but then Bill Barr showed up. I was like, hold on a second.
Yeah. No, you get full marks for that one. That was legit. That was a legit guess. Moving on with Clint, you said that Gideon would be in the next episode. He obviously was.
Yes.
You two said it would be a space episode. It was not. Yeah. You said the Razor Crest would get chased. Didn't get chased.
It got
damn. That was like mouth agape. I was like,
I was shocked.
And I mean, it wasn't just like shot and hit and damaged.
No,
it's gone.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
is
That's
gone.
Nothing left. The only thing left is a ball and a Beskar pike.
The only thing that I would like to have it seen, I wish it would have been like a turbo laser, like the one off of like a fucking Super Star Destroyer, a green big ass fucking turbo laser.
Yeah,
because that would have truly obliterated.
Kind of sounded like it, because like
I did.
Like Mando's chilling there with Boba Fett and Fennec Shen, and all of a sudden it's like, huh?
No,
and they
when
all
it, when it, when, it, when it got when it shot out, I was like, oh shit, that's a fucking turbo laser, but it was a red one.
Yeah,
I was like, all right, that's fine.
So when in Revenge, not Revenge, was it Revenge of the Sith? Well, no, the Rise of Skywalker. The Rise of Skywalker. Yeah. Those Star Destroyers that had the Death Star barrels on there.
Yeah,
were those green or red lasers?
No, those were red. But those were a big ass red ass fucking cannon.
So maybe this was a predecessor to that.
Yeah.
Which is fucking bonkers.
Yes.
Razor Crest, rip. and Clint, you said they'd get on another ship and fucking Mando got on Slave One.
Yes, he technically did.
He did get on another ship.
He got another ship and he went to another planet. So.
I didn't think it was going to be the Slave One, but hey, I didn't specify.
I give you full points for this.
When I saw the Slave One, I was shocked, by the way.
Yeah.
So continue on.
Excuse me. Good burp. So I haven't marked any points for this one yet because I want to talk to you guys about it, and I want to get your feelings on this, because Clint, you did say that this would not be the final confrontation with Gideon, and obviously it's not, but
yes.
I almost feel like
It should be like a whole series long one, because I mean that.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think you're gonna get the points, but it's probably a series long one.
Yes.
At this point.
So half right. points if it happens.
If it
he'll probably be happen. In the next episode.
No, no.
Because it was an episode long estimate. But yeah. we already know oh, that it's yeah, yeah, okay. we already know that it's not the last confrontation with Gideon.
Yeah,
but like I almost feel like that's a given anyway.
Yes.
Unless something would have happened and like Gideon died in this episode. But like
let's do this. Let's give him a season long points, but for some reason the next episode, Gideon or the next two episodes, Gideon fucking taps out.
Yeah.
We'll give you the three.
Okay. All right.
How about
I'm
that?
Cool with that.
Because
cool
I think
that.
That's a good compromise. What do you think, Clint?
I think we should wait to see if they encounter him again, give me the half points.
So
I mean, I don't want to hoard the points because I have some.
I feel like that's the name of the game, Clint.
Yeah. You think Jordan holds off? He takes
fair
a
enough.
Step back so fucking Rodman can catch up.
Because you were right. I mean, I felt it was a little bit of cop out, but you were right technically. So I feel like you should get at least the season long points.
Yeah, point and a half.
Okay.
Point and a half.
And then for my estimates, I went all over the board here. I thought that Grogu would connect with the subject from chapter 12. That didn't happen. I said they would make it a Tython. They obviously did.
They did, yes.
I felt that there was going to be a dark presence on Tython, and I want to get your guys' opinion on this as well. The Empire was there. I put down a half a point. I don't know if you would consider that being a dark presence or...
It's still up in the air whether or not Gideon is actually force sensitive.
Yeah.
If Gideon is force sensitive, then it is an evil presence. Otherwise, I mean, just the Empire... I mean, you're telling me the fucking stormtroopers are evil? They're fucking...
Hold on. The guy
was like, go get him, you idiot! That fool, that's what he said to another stormtrooper.
What was your exact prediction? Because I have a take on this. That's a little bit of a hot take.
All right.
What's your exact prediction?
I'd have to go back and listen to it, but I said a dark presence, and the fact that it's a Jedi thing, it would have been like a dark Jedi presence.
Now, here's my hot take, where I think that maybe Devo should get half points... But I don't think you guys are going to agree with me, but I'm going to say it anyways. There is a dark presence. It's not necessarily Moff Gideon, but it's Grogu.
It's that little shit, yeah?
That felt super dark and super dark.
I just felt
like a dark side. I don't evil maybe is a too strong of a word, but it felt dark at the end.
We'll go into that later because I have some ideas about what's happening there, too.
I mean, I do, too, but the problem is I think it's because he... It's like it's again. It's the what did Ashka say? The uncertainty. There's much fear in his
and he's already got
stuff.
That attachment. And so like that darkness
doesn't mean that he
was already on the
away.
Ship.
Yeah. It doesn't mean that he can't remove it because what's his face? Yoda said the same thing about Luke when he first met him. You know that he's too old. He's much fear in his heart. But I mean, Luke.
He's a whiny little bitch.
He went a little bitch. So he said, Yoda said the same thing. That's why I like this connection to Yoda and Grogu, because Yoda said that about Luke, and now the other Yoda species is said about it. You know, so I like that connectivity that they did there in this episode. So it's like it's almost like how. Yeah, Grogu is like the Luke character in the series. So it's up in the air. I agree with you, Clint.
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot say that he himself was evil because then you have to say that Luke was evil. And I don't think he was.
Okay. Man, that's tough. Okay, fair enough.
So
I thought you guys would disagree. I just wanted to throw it out there.
No, yeah. Perfect.
It's true. I agree. If anyone was to be evil, it's going to be Grogu. Let's just say that.
I too said it would be a Moff Gideon centric episode. It was half of that, so I put half points for that.
Okay.
I also said that Grogu would connect with Obi-Wan. I think he connected with somebody because obviously the thing ended and he was like, oh, whatever, but we don't know who that is. And we're not going to know until probably next week. So
next
I put
week,
zero
yeah.
for that one. I thought Obi-Wan would send them back to Tatooine with the intention that they would go get Boba Fett. Didn't get that because homeboy came to them.
Yes.
Spoilers, by the way.
Come on. You guys, if our two followers are listening,
Devo know already. You get half points for saying that Boba Fett would
no
would appear.
Cause,
did you say it would appear?
It's very specific.
No, because my thing, because my specific guess was that it was going to be Obi-Wan would tell them to go to Tatooine, and that would result in the whole Boba Fett. And yeah. I think I even say in the episode, those are going to be my next episode predictions.
Yeah,
got
I
think it, that's what he said. Got it,
about
yeah.
the Boba Fett stuff. Yeah,
they
so for me, this episode was getting them to Tatooine, and I thought that's how that would happen. And then I also said that Gideon would go to Corvus to free the magistrate. Homie just went straight to Tython. So
yeah.
Let me grab our point totals here real quick. For chapter 14, Clint got 7.5 points. Lucho and I tied at 4.5 each, which right now, with 2 episodes of The Mandalorian left, Clint has 48 points. I'm at 26.5, and the Gooch is at 17.5.
Yes.
So there is some
work to be done. Fellas.
Some work to be done, but it can happen. You know, if we just start throwing shit on the wall, something's gonna stick, right? So before we get into our chapter 15 predictions, we have to talk about the tragedy.
Can I say one thing first?
No, you go first. You go.
I want to say one thing first. Boba Fett is a fucking badass motherfucker.
Of course he is.
He always has been. But you never got to see him like this. Do you guys feel like he developed some further fighting skills that he may not have had in the original trilogy movie era?
It could be
possible.
However long he spent on Tatooine, you know, being in the desert, whatnot. We'll get into that later because
he was maybe hanging out with Tusken Raiders or some shit, right?
Right.
He could have been.
But for me, this episode is for any of those Star Wars fans, quote unquote, that said George Lucas ruined my childhood with the sequels, you know, and all the Jango Fett and the Boba Fett shit. Like, this is redemption. This is like, this is taking Boba Fett and everything that we've loved about him in the EU, all the stories that were made up by all these famous Star Wars novelists, even the fans that have had these ideas, because it's the most mysterious character, the most badass character from the original trilogy. People had these ideas about who this badass was. We finally get to see it.
But I want to say one thing about that, and I'm going to give my hats off to John Favreau because, I mean, he wrote this storyline. He did. Yeah. And I am one of those ones. I like the Jango Fett thing, right? I didn't like that. I mean, I love the actor. What's his name?
Temuera, baby. Temuera Morrison.
I love him. But it wasn't him in the he wasn't the original Boba. The original Boba didn't have that accent. I know I got over that. I love Jango Fett because Jango Fett was a badass. I didn't like the whole clone idea, but I did like the idea that Boba Fett was his quote unquote son, but obviously it was his clone.
A clone, yeah. Yeah.
I love that idea. But part of that, I thought Jon Favreau like put all the pieces, all the broken storyline pieces together well.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's what because it was a fractured, Boba Fett had a fractured story.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And there was comic books, there was, you know, short stories, there was
novels
all over the place with our extended universe that I used to read, that me and Devo would read, the books that we would read, and they would always say about how, you know, Boba Fett supposedly survived the Sarlacc pit and all this other, you know, all this other garbage, but they never really elaborated on how he actually, like if he did survive, what happened to him?
Exactly.
You know, they never did. And he put that fractured, the fractured story together. I made an excellent explanation for it, by the way.
When that fool, like, he's standing behind that rock and he's got that gaffy stick in hand and the stormtrooper walks by and he just starts shredding ass.
Oh,
it's just like,
God,
just watching him alone without the armor was a payoff. And then he just whoops that commander's ass and then he turns his head over and he sees Razorcrest's door wide open.
Did you guys notice the way that Boba Fett, once he was like shooting motherfuckers left and right, once he actually got the armor back and he like shot, and then the way he did it, he flicked his hand and he put his gun back in.
Exactly like his dad.
Just like Jango and just like Mando. Mando does exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
It's so fucking cool. And because
maybe it's like a foundling thing or something. Maybe
that's like a Mandalorian like fighting skill, probably.
But a foundling Mandalorian. Because
he even says that like your dad was
different.
A foundling just Din.
Yeah, exactly.
I love how they finally tied that together now. Now we know why Jango had
armor. But did you notice that they put the foundling,
the crest, yes,
the crest on the shoulder of Boba. It wasn't there before, but they put it on it now. Was it there before? Yeah. I don't think so. I think it was just because Boba Fett's
always had two logos. He's always had the feather thing, the Mandalorian, and then that skull thing that was at the top of the Covenant. It's always been on his shoulder.
Has it? Okay, yeah. Maybe I was wrong. But anyway, that's what it was. It was there, and it was awesome. It was great.
And dude, the
thing that I loved it most was that, like, it looked like if I were wearing the Mandalorian.
Dude, I loved him wearing
the little punch. I was like, yes.
When Homie's walking through and he first puts on the armor, it's like, you're like, oh my gosh, he's Boba Fett in the armor. And then you look at his waistline, you're like, it's a guy from a con. It's like some dude playing cosplay as like Boba Fett. It was just like,
it kind of makes sense though. Right? I fucking love it. Like he's,
you know, yeah, I love it that, mm-hmm. I agree. I agree.
He's older.
I love it that they didn't try to mask it at all. And it was an older guy.
Yeah.
Wearing a suit.
Because when Cat,
it looked like a halter top, fucking. Like,
but I think it also was weird because he didn't have like the right clothes underneath it.
I agree.
He had whatever that was. That's probably why
it looked a little awkward.
Yeah,
but I'm curious to see what he'll look like in the next episode because maybe he'll have changed his outfit or something like that.
Well, I mean the in the first one, what's his face didn't have like his leg protectors. All he had was the chest protector.
Yeah.
So maybe
Boba had like some extra clothes in the back of the Slave One, but
I know he looks like he was wearing some.
You just
like
don't
want to
walk around in like a jumpsuit, right? So you gotta have some badass armor over it.
Slave One looked dope as hell. And
dude, I was gonna say last episode.
Oh, when the Slave One came in, come on, man.
Yeah.
It must have been sitting in fucking in Mos Eisley for this whole time.
Yeah.
Right? Right? So, that's what I had to think.
So that leads me to first off, when Din's sitting there and Grogu's like, you know, doing his force thing, and then you hear the do-do-do-do-do, and he looks up and like the Slave One comes over. I was like, it's a Slave One.
I was shocked.
She was like, what is that? I'm like, that's Boba Fett. She's like,
I was shocked.
Okay.
The moment it came out, I'm like, wait, that's a Slave One.
Yeah. And then that fool comes down, he just starts delivering all his lines. He says the same shit his dad says. Like, I'm just a simple man making my way through the galaxy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, dude, that's so awesome. It's such a great payoff.
It's a great episode.
Boba hates the Empire now, I guess.
Yeah. Before we get into that, like, a quick question. He knew Cobb Vanth had the armor. He obviously has access to the Slave One or somehow easily got it.
Yeah.
What prevented Boba from getting his armor back from Cobb Vanth?
Yeah, I was wondering the same thing. I mean, I think I would have thought that Boba not really caring, he could have, I mean, I think he could have fucked all those people up in that town, right?
So one thing I kind of noticed too is you know, going back to the comics and the books and stuff, like Boba Fett was kind of ruthless. He was like he was a bad guy.
Even going back to the fucking cartoon that was in the Great Holiday Special? Yeah, the Great Holiday Special. That fool was ruthless in that fucking cartoon. He's like, they're just animals.
Yeah.
You don't treat them. Who cares?
Yeah.
And I was like, damn.
But here, even when Mando's like, oh, did you take the Creed? And he's like, answer to no one. But like, he's got a sense of honor. He's like, you have my armor. I want my armor. We made a deal that I would ensure the safety of the child, and I'm going to stay with you until like I have that deal, right?
Maybe, so it's like maybe throughout like when his time in the time in the Sarlacc, but he learned, you know.
Well, either that or maybe it was something he learned from the Tusken Raiders. Maybe spending all that time because it's five years after Jedi.
Yeah,
5-10 years I think. So like that's a long time to be spending with some indigenous people, and then maybe he has had access to the Slave One, and maybe because he learned those lessons from the Tusken Raiders that he understood that Cobb Vanth needed that armor to protect those people, and once the armor left Tatooine, he's like, all right, now I can go get it.
And you know what I'm thinking is that you probably bring up a really good point, Devo, is because he saw how Mando treated the Tusken Raiders.
Yeah. Yeah. Good point. Yeah. He was nice to him, spoke their language.
He treated him with respect. He treated him like they weren't. They're just people living in the fucking desert. Yeah. You know what? That's all they were. They're trying to survive.
He didn't treat them like animals. He didn't slaughter them like animals. He didn't slaughter them like that fucking psycho.
And the crazy thing about it is he brought, you know, regular people like, you know, the settlers to work with the Tusken Raiders.
Yeah.
And maybe he saw that. It was like, okay, shit, Mando isn't a bad guy. Maybe that's what he saw.
He also saw him kill a crate fucking dragon. So that might help them too.
True. Yeah.
Fool got eaten by a crate dragon and the crate dragons eat the Sarlacc pit apparently.
Yeah, which is crazy. But dude, like
the Dark Troopers, Devo, tell me the dark, is that what they called? Dark Troopers?
Dark Troopers. You know, these Dark Troopers,
that shit was some Iron Man shit, but it was fucking cool.
They look like Star Wars Cylons to me.
I think they look cool, but I don't know.
I never watched Battlestar Galactica. For me, it's just fucking what I felt.
You know what they felt like? Were like, what do they call? What were the super robots in Phantom Menace and the super battle droids. That's what they were. They were just flying super battle droids. They had super battle droids that looked like, you know, Darth Vader stormtroopers, and I was. They were cool, but the Dark Troopers, I know, they were like kind of in the mix of both type thing.
Yeah, so like the Dark Trooper is supposed to be like, it's a droid, an android, but it's not like, I feel like these things, when they went after Grogu, they landed, they're like,
I am a robot, come here, I will get you, and we'll escape.
You must go to Gideon, you know?
Seriously, the Dark Troopers from the game, they look like humans. They are robots, right? Or they're like robots with human minds or something. There was like, it's specifically like extremely, like a really dark type, you know, being, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know whether they're robots with human minds or they're robots that move very human-like.
Yes.
So,
I've been spending a lot of time on YouTube, like seeing people's predictions and finding all the Easter eggs and stuff. And like one of the crazy things is that some people are starting to theorize that these Dark Troopers are the Phase 2, and there are three phases. So the first phase was like, you know, like a C-3PO when he didn't have his covers, you can see all his wires and stuff. That was like Phase 1. They failed, so they made Phase 2, which is more armored. Some people are thinking that those Dark Troopers might have Beskar armor on them.
Ooh.
Which would make them some badass motherfuckers.
Beat them with the lightsaber.
Yeah, and some people are also starting to theorize that there might be a Mark III, a single suit that a single person might be able to get into. So that could be like
a
the
single person with a dark saber.
Yep.
You think the dark saber can cut through Beskar?
It's a lightsaber.
Yeah.
It's a lightsaber. No.
Okay.
No.
Man. I want to talk about Grogu at the end, real quick.
Okay.
Unless you guys want to talk about something else first.
No, let's do it.
Because I know you and me were really excited for this. Yes.
I was stunned by that at the very end. It actually kind of scared me, honestly, because I don't ever think that I'm going to see Yoda looking, a Yoda-like creature looking that dark. And I don't know. I watched it at midnight on Thursday night, and I woke up the next morning, and I just couldn't get his face
Grogu
out of my head. I don't know. It was like very disturbing. And I remember, I think I said this, I don't know if I said this last week on the episode, but I feel like maybe he could turn into like this big bad for maybe not this show, but something else bigger in the Star Wars universe.
Yeah.
And I just maybe saw the beginning of something right there that could be something. Like that's a pathway that they could go down if they wanted to. And it was stunning to me. Just the last couple moments of the whole, like the last 10 minutes. It's only a 30-minute long episode, but fuck, a lot of happened in it.
Dude, it was packed. And I mean, like, I've also seen a lot of arguing over whether or not, because Grogu does some force choking and he's choking out those stormtroopers. And so there's a lot of argument whether or not that was a dark side trait, you know, because for the most part, we've only seen dark side users use the force choke. Although Luke, when he's going into Jabba's palace, he fucking didn't some Gamorrean pigs and chokes them out, you know.
Yeah, he does.
But he had dark side tendencies too, though, Devo.
Right. That's the thing. Right. So that's Luke Skywalker, you know, and at that time he was kind of tiptoeing on that dark path. Now, this is a child whom hasn't had the same education, quote unquote, as Luke has. So if he's already starting to go down that dark path, and even when Gideon brings up the dark saber and he's like, "Oh, you haven't seen one of these in a long time, have you?" And then the child reaches, he's like, "Oh no, you." He's like, "You're not ready for toys like this yet." So yeah, like for me, that's telling me that that fool, not only are they trying to use his blood to create something or somebody else, they've got other plans for this kid.
And you know, he's trying to make a clone of Palpatine, probably.
Yeah. So I
feel this is
like,
all.
So I don't know. Again, like you said,
maybe
earlier,
Snoke is maybe Snoke is an amalgamation of Palpatine and Grogu. Yeah.
It could be possible,
and that's why he was fucked up.
And we also don't know, you know, like you said, we don't know Moff Gideon if he's got any sort of force sensitivity or not. If he does, then it could be possible that he might try to start training Grogu in some dark ways.
Oh, sure.
If not, at the very least, if he's not like, he also could be like, just because he might not be force sensitive, he might know the ways of the Jedi because he's got the dark saber. So he might be able to try and train those ways to create a dark being.
For me, I expected this, by the way. Obviously, you know, he was a youngling or whatever they call it, a Padawan. No, I don't even think he was a Padawan at the time, right? I mean, he had to have been on Coruscant being trained during...
He's a baby, so you can't be a Padawan.
No, he's not a baby, right? He was like, he's a Yoda. He's like 50 now.
No, but so he's like child. He's a baby, essentially.
But it doesn't matter. He was still being trained. So, like, when humans or Coruscantians or whatever, Terrans... are like 4 years old. This fool was like 30.
Yeah,
that's how you gotta look at it, right?
Yep.
So he was 30 when he was, you know, a little toddler, on Coruscant, and then they and Ahsoka Tano reaffirmed it. Someone must have grabbed him from Coruscant and took him away. Right? He had to have seen what was going on in there, and obviously he was, when you first met him, he was a Yoda species. You knew exactly that he was going to be extremely force sensitive. And why wasn't he? He saw something that severely disturbed him, and he was depressing his own powers.
Yeah. And just like Luke in Last Jedi, he cut himself off from the Force.
He cut himself off from the Force.
So if he's 1,000 years old, let's just say their life.
Well, he's not 1,000 years old.
Is 1,000 years. Well, Yoda was 1,000 years old.
Yeah, he was like 900.
Okay.
Yeah.
If he's 50 years old, that means he's less than a year old in their years.
No, I agree.
As it translates to our years.
Yes, I agree.
So he's a baby. Yes.
Yeah, but still,
so
I mean, I'm not saying.
But
Yoda species are extremely powerful in the Force.
Yeah.
And that's why there's so few of them. Because they are extremely powerful.
It's a valuable commodity, for sure.
Exactly. So, and again, what I was trying to get at is that even Ahsoka Tano was scared of it. Like, she knew how powerful these beings are in the Force. She's like, I ain't messing with this shit. Fuck this. She's like, this is your problem. This is your problem, Mando.
I already seen what Anakin could do. I'm out.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, fuck this shit. I ain't messing with this. And she's like, yeah, that's it. I have no more.
She's
so,
like, good luck.
I mean, and I expected it for him to show like dark side tendencies, but ultimately I doubt. I mean, if they do turn him evil, I think it would be one of the best things that could probably do for Star Wars.
Take all the people that think Star Wars is so cute and just flip the script. Will they?
Will Disney allow John Favreau turning this cute little thing into a freaking monster?
Fucking balls
no
to do
way.
It.
There's no freaking way.
Because
if anything, Mando will probably just kill him. If anything,
how many years is like the end of Rise of Skywalker? How many years is it till then from where we are in Mando right now? Is it like 20 years or something?
No. Mando, dude, this is like 5 years after Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying after Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah.
At the end of Rise of Skywalker, how many years is it before that in the Mando series right now?
I don't know. Maybe like 20?
30?
Rise of Skywalker is 30 years after the Battle of Endor, right?
Oh, this is 5 years after...
So it's like 25
Jedi.
Is this 5 years?
Oh, yeah,
okay,
Battle
so 25 years from now.
Jedi, yeah.
Yeah, a lot can happen to Grogu in 25 years.
But he's still young in all these things, by the way. He might be a Padawan now. Who knows?
Yeah. And another thing, too, is some people are starting to theorize, like, going on the Sea Stone, and he connects with a Jedi, supposedly. Some people are thinking it might be Luke. You know, they're going to maybe de-age Mark Hamill, bring in Sebastian Stan or some shit like that.
Oh. Did you see that? Sebastian Stan?
Sebastian?
I was like,
yeah.
Ah, that,
yeah.
They
what?
Look like
Hold on. Tell me about the Sebastian Stan thing.
Oh, dude, that's been for a long time. Like, a lot of people have been saying, like, dude, Sebastian Stan, you could play young Luke in a reboot or whatever.
Oh,
and so now
really?
People are like, they're like, you're in a, there's a series where, like, a Luke your age would be around, so why don't you just play Luke in this sort of thing? So that could be a possibility.
Yeah.
But,
Whoa.
You have to think about this. If Luke takes him on as a Padawan, we know exactly what happens to all of Luke's Jedi.
Oh, yeah. They get killed by fucking Kylo.
So that would explain what happens to Grogu.
That would explain what happened to
Grogu. That would be nuts, man.
Yeah.
That would be nuts.
Anything else you guys want to chat about that episode?
Other than the jetpack, did you guys follow the jetpack? He took the jetpack off. I don't think he put the jetpack back on. Why not?
He
could have used it to go after the dark troopers. I don't know. Maybe I missed it.
Yeah, but as they got ready, when the fucking stormtroopers came down, and like he was all torn between the kid and then
distracted. Yeah,
yeah. So
I honestly thought that Bubba was gonna grab the jetpack, but it turned it was just like his own jetpack. So I was like, well, I guess he just left it there and he forgot. He's like, fuck it.
Yeah,
I'm sure he went and got it afterwards. But
I'm sure it
definitely did get blown up. At least that was the interesting part. It didn't get blown up.
Yeah, his rifle's gone though.
The thing is, though, is that if he would have had his jetpack on, there would have been the plot hole where, like, why didn't he use his jetpack to go get the things? You know,
right.
That's why he left it down there.
You know what makes
me laugh? That's why he left it down there.
Remember the scene in the making of Devo where Jon Favreau got all excited about the fucking the fork gun that was in the, and then all of a sudden now it's gone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe Jon Favreau kind of, you know, little wink to George Lucas a little bit.
I got you. So,
all right, Devo, you go first.
Let's get prepared for chapter 15.
Oh, man.
You go first, Devo.
We tied,
I was racking my brain all day trying to come up with some ideas, and I think it's kind of clear where they're kind of going with this, obviously with our homie fucking Bill Burr coming back.
Yeah.
The Empire has the kids, so now we have to go after the Empire. So a couple of my guesses so far for chapter 15. Grogu is going to meet whoever it is that needs his blood. So whether it's Palpatine or, they create Snoke or whomever, I think that's where they're going with Grogu. And I think next episode, Grogu is going to meet that person because the last episode is going to be action-packed. Mando and company, Boba Fett, Fennec Shen, Cara Dune, fucking Bill Burr, they're going to go and try to recruit Bo-Katan for help too. I do think that one of my season longs is we are going to have a Mandalorian versus Dark Trooper battle at the end.
Yeah.
And I think this is starting to lead to that. You know, we've got Mandalorian Din Djarin. We've got the baddest ass Mandalorian in the galaxy, Boba Fett, now all partnered up. You got to go get some more Mandalorians to help out, right? Obviously, I think this is almost kind of a given, but I put it out there anyway. Mando's going to successfully break out Mayfield.
It
could happen. It could not happen. You know, this could be a wrench that gets thrown in the operation. You know, like they need Mayfield to go after and find that ship. You know, what happens if he dies? How are you going to find that? So it's a possibility. And I do think that when that happens, we're only going to get Mayfield. We're only going to get Bill Burr. We're not going to get the other two characters.
Yeah.
I don't think fucking Clancy or fucking the chick from Harry Potter is going to come. Whomever, and when he was on that Seeing Stone, I think Grogu did connect to somebody, and I have a feeling that whomever he connected to will reach out to him in this episode. I don't want to try and say who because I said it last time. Well, fuck it. I thought it was Obi-Wan Kenobi. I think it's still Obi-Wan Kenobi.
But you can't just say it's gonna be a Jedi. Of course it's gonna be a Jedi. You gotta at least hint at someone that's not just like a Jedi,
right?
You know?
Yeah. So I think it's gonna be Obi-Wan Kenobi. Why? Okay. Because they got another series coming out.
All right, that's
fine. McGregor's been on set. It makes sense. I think it's gonna be more likely that it's gonna be Obi-Wan Kenobi that will at least push them in the right direction. Because they didn't say that. Oh yeah, you know, like she didn't say it was gonna be a living Jedi that was gonna connect to him, like feel his presence.
So you're saying that Ewan McGregor might show up and like in front of Mando telling him you need to save Grogu or here's Grogu and Mando's like, what the fuck did
you
see?
I think Grogu's gonna be like, no, Grogu's gonna be in a cell or something like that, right? Because he's on the ship. But because he's a Force ghost, he felt the presence of Grogu and he's going to go and speak with Grogu. Okay. And I don't know how they're going to do it this way But I think it's going to be Obi-Wan mostly because they've got the series. McGregor's around. It's one of the only people without a puppet being Yoda that you can put in there as a Force ghost, and it would make sense, right? And I kind of already touched upon it, but I do think that Gideon is going to start to try and train Grogu in the dark side. I don't think he's Force sensitive, by the way. I think he's just that kind of a smart, like, he's just so smart, so cunning, so sophisticated that he will know, like, what he has to do to push his kid's buttons and turn him to the dark side. And then this is a cop-out. This is a BS sort of guess here, but I think, you know, that Dank Ferrick phrase is not going to be used in this episode. And I only say that because when the kid took the ball, he's like, oh, Dank Ferrick. You know, like, they've made it a point to say that term, like, almost in every episode this season, and I think it's not going to show up this one. So,
all right,
those are my guesses.
So for me, I think Devo is right, obviously, because they're going to go break out.
I'm right.
Yeah, what's his face, right? Bill Burr's character. I mean, obviously, that was crazy. I didn't think I was going to be right, but but I don't think that Cara Dune's going to do it. Go with him. I think she's gonna eventually. She may start to go with them because she looks like she likes being part of the alliance now, or the
New Marshal
Republic.
Of the Republic.
The Marshal of New Republic. She's gonna be at one point where she can't break him out or have to kill an obviously Republic troopers, right? So, it's obviously they're gonna go to Bill Barr's character, obviously. So I don't want to say that, but I don't think Cara Dune will start off of it, but there's going to be a point where she says, I can't go any further with you guys. So that little troop is going to break up there, because I think Cara Dune will eventually say that I can't. And Mando, of course, is going to say, I accept it. You know, because Mando, they're both very honorable people, so they're going to accept that part.
Boba Fett won't.
You know, I apparently knew Boba Fett will. I think.
True.
He's a Chase fan.
Unless he's playing them.
That did cross my mind.
I didn't bring this up, but when Boba Fett's flying up towards the cruiser, right? And he's like, oh, the Empire's back. And they're like, oh, no, it's not. He's like, no, I see the cruiser. Like, he's flying up towards that ship. And then he's like, and they're like, peel back. He's like, okay. And he takes off. Like, that's hella close to the ship. And he's tracing the Dark Troopers. You mean that cruiser did not once try to fire on him?
I was looking the same thing. I was like, wait a second.
It was a strange scene. It was a strange scene.
I was like, why isn't this?
Because he's in cahoots, fool.
Oh, man.
He's in cahoots.
I choose to believe that if you get fucking swallowed by a Sarlacc pit and you live, you're changed.
You become a better man, but
you become a better man.
Whatever.
Credits, baby. Sorry, Gooch.
No, I was going that same way. I was gonna say that Ming-Na's character or Boba Fett were gonna turn on him. I personally think it was Ming-Na's character, and now that you brought up Boba Fett.
Oh, so that's your prediction.
Yeah, my prediction was that Ming-Na's character is gonna turn on him eventually. She was gonna say, "Well, this fuck this shit. I mean, he may have saved me, but like, I think I paid my bet dead enough."
So what I'm gonna put an entry for both. Ming-Na will be a traitor. Boba Fett will be a traitor. So that way, if one happens, you get points for it. And one happens, fuck it.
Okay. Yeah, I agree because it was very for me. It was very likely that Ming-Na was already like. Did you see the look that she gave to Boba Fett when Boba Fett started talking about, like, you know, oh, it's our duty to save the kid, keep the child, and she was like, yeah, whatever. So that was one of my other ones. She was probably gonna betray them. The other one is that Bill Barr is only gonna be in this episode. Either they're gonna break him out, he's gonna find the ship, and that's all he's gonna do. He's gonna either bug out or he's gonna get killed. So Bill Barr's character is going to be only in this one episode.
Okay.
The other one, well, that's five already.
Four.
The other one was, I agree with you that Gideon was going to try to start training young Grogu.
Mm-hmm.
But in a way where he's going to capture Mando, and Mando, he's going to have to choose whether or not he tortures Mando or he's going to turn to the dark side type thing. And I think that's the only way I think that he, because they even Shitano said that Mando and Grogu have this connection, right? And I think I think the only way that he's going to force Grogu to really use his power is that if he puts Mando in a situation where Mando needs his help and that he needs to, like, you know, do something dark against Gideon to stop Gideon from hurting Mando.
To get him to do to turn.
To turn. Just,
oh, to go towards that.
Exactly.
That way. Yeah,
just like how the Palpatine Emperor did it. Palpatine did it to Anakin. The Palpatine did it to Luke. Luke. Just like that. So I think that's how he's gonna do it. I mean, I would want to make it. I don't know if it's gonna happen in this episode or in the next episode. Maybe I'll pull my card where it's like, okay, I'll do a season long one if it doesn't happen in the
next
episode.
Would it be if Gideon, like, sacrifices himself to push that creature over the edge, knowing that a Palpatine or a Snoke will be there to take over?
Exactly. That's exactly right. Right. So. So that's my Grogu thing. So I think that's what five. I think that's a good one. I think we have a good spread. And I have one that Grogu one. I really do think that's going to happen, where Grogu is going to be pushed to the extent, but it's going to be because Mando is being put into a situation where Grogu needs to help him, and the only way he can help him is that he needs to use his Force powers in a way that he, even though he knows that is an inappropriate way for a light Force Jedi.
Gotcha. Dude, I love it. I love all those. Yep. I think they're on point. All right, here, Clint.
Even if they're not, I mean, after what happened in this episode, I'm going to go, fuck, this is going to be great.
With the exception of that goddamn spider episode, the ice spider episode, it went up, down, and then it's been going right all the way back up, dude.
Just like COVID.
We're on a roller coaster right now, and the roller coaster just keeps going up. It's not coming down anytime soon. So, I think tomorrow or next week is going to be that apex, and then fucking it's going to be that fucking just right down in the last episode.
They're up. Mr.
Right. I mean, it's crazy right now. I'm almost like debating whether or not Grogu will still be on the show next season.
Wow.
There's a possibility he won't. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
But now,
even if he's still alive, it could be like the Empire actually kidnaps him, and then the whole next season is just Mando
alone. I have another
Thrawn going after.
I have another theory.
The Mando and the kid.
So okay. I actually have one new one that I didn't write down that you guys made me think of as during the episode.
No, that's good. That's good.
That I'll include. So because I had five, but because I am going to include this other one, I'm going to take out like the layup, like, because Gooch doesn't like the layups, which is, I had originally that Boba and Fennec will help Mando bust Bill Burr out, which is,
well, that's fair. That's going to happen. Yeah.
So I'm going to nix that one. But during what I think is going to, my number one pick is during that time, I don't know whether it's going to, I'm not going to go as far to say it's going to be a flashback, because I don't think Star Wars really does flashbacks.
Well, they've had flashbacks in Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Because Mando's a couple.
So maybe we'll get to see it. But I think during the time where they are going to get Bill Burr, during all this time, Boba Fett is going to reveal to Mando and the audience some of the details about how he got from the end of episode 6 to the beginning of Mandalorian.
All right, yeah.
I think we're going to get a little bit of Boba history, because I think that people they're desperate for it.
Yeah.
And I think that if you're the makers of this show, people, you got to give us something.
For episode 2.
You know what, Clint? Yeah. And if I think you're right, now that you've mentioned it, if Boba does give a little bit of history back, I mean, if he does give you this, I'm going to give you this one. If Mando asks what happened to your dad, and Mando goes back and says that, you know, the reason a Jedi
Obi-Wan killed him,
killed my dad, and if he mentions that,
Mace killed him.
Mace killed him. A Jedi's killed my dad. If you didn't mention that, I'm gonna give you a full answer to that, because that's gonna be amazing. So again, it's a great fucking.
Gooch throwing another one on. I like it.
It's gonna be yours, because I didn't think of that.
That's a conspiracy theory that's out there too. Is there are people that, because Sam Jackson's like, I want to come back and play Mace.
Yes, I heard the same thing.
And people are thinking that the Jedi that connects with him on the stone is Mace Windu.
We can't. None of us can guess that, because
remember, I've always speculated that Mace is not dead.
Yes, me too.
It's possible. Possible, but I don't think it's him. I don't think it's him at all.
That'd be amazing. What if all of a sudden you see a purple lightsaber and you're like, oh my god! I think I'd literally cream my pants.
I gotta go for Boba with that one, dude. He's gotta get his revenge. Yeah, he's gonna steal that lightsaber and cut off Mace's head.
I like that one, Clint. I do like that one.
Where he's gonna, okay, so that was the one that I had. Yes. That was I had new. Is I think we're gonna get a little bit of Boba Fett.
The Boba history.
A little right, Boba. Yes. Okay. In contrast to Devo, Devo said when they go get Bill Burr, that they're only gonna get Bill Burr. I actually think they're gonna pick up someone else. I don't know who.
All right.
I can't speculate on who. That's gonna be someone else. Someone. And it might not actually be the two people that are there. But I think they're going to pick up someone along the way. I can just see it being a little bit of an extra little plot device in the episode that they kind of do these things. We're going to find something.
For extra points, do you think that's going to be somebody that is from the EU, like you know, like a Talon Carr character, like a character, like when fans hear it, they're going to be like, oh, another person? Or is it just going to be like some random, like, oh, like Benicio, like, oh, you need somebody to break a code? Oh, I know how to break a code.
I don't think it'll be like some brand. I think it could be, for bonus points, I think it will be a character that people know of, but not some character that's going to make people fucking cream their pants. But they'll be like, oh, I remember that character from this fucking scene from this movie or whatever the fuck. You know what I mean? Or
so
this comic.
I
they'll do something
a,
like that.
I marked it as a bonus. If it's a character that people know of, I'll give you 4 points for that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Now, I think that in the next episode... And I feel like this is actually kind of, it's going to sound like a stupid pick, but I think it's actually a little bit of a tricky pick. Because in the next episode, I think that they're going to have to fight stormtroopers and not droids to get Bo Burr out. And that, I think that's a little bit tricky because they actually might not encounter any stormtroopers. Because when they got him out of the prison the last time, they didn't actually encounter any. I think they will this time.
So another thing too is that was also a New Republic prison, and I think they already said he's on a New Republic.
Prison ship. Maybe you should like choose another because they said that he's on a New Republic prison ship, and that's why Kara, whatever her name is,
she said she wouldn't do it because she wouldn't do it. I think there's going to be stormtroopers on this one.
So you think that stormtroopers are going to be going after Bill Burr?
Are
going
to show up there? Both. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I think stormtroopers will be involved in this. There's something about it. I just feel like it's not going to be as simple as them killing droids. It can't be, you know? Okay.
All right. You know what? Hold on. I'm gonna piggyback off of that. You say stormtroopers will be present in the breakout.
You're going to go droids only?
No, I'm going New Republic. They're going to have to kill New Republic soldiers.
Oh, shit. Okay.
See, my thing is that I think... So I agree with you guys both, but I think what's going to happen is that... If this does happen the way you guys are saying, is that I think Boba and you know, I mean, Mando and his crew are going to show up at this whatever rebellion, the New Republic jail ship or location, and it's already going to be being bombarded by Imperial troopers.
Yeah.
So Imperial troopers will already be there trying to break out Bill Barr or try to kill him, and then... Here come Mando and his goof troop, trying to do the same thing. But what they're gonna find out is that they're gonna need, and this is the only way. But this is the only way that Gina Carano's character will actually help them. If the Empire's already there attacking it, and they're gonna help defend off the Empire. And then they're like, all right, you can take Bill Barr, you know, Bill Barr's character.
You can take him for free
after helping him, you know. And I could see that happening with you in that situation. I mean, I think it's far-fetched, but that's a good situation there.
I think it can't just be as simple as they go there. And just,
I think that's the situation with you, Clint. I think if that's what you see stormtroopers, that's how you're going to see them.
All right, so that's okay. So now that's three picks, right, Devo?
Yes.
Well, you got the bonus one there, so that's one, okay, two, so three, the bonus. Four. Yeah,
so yeah. My last two. Okay, so here's my last two. My fourth one is when this is all happening in the episode. I think there is going to be a side plot to this episode showing the continuing little bits of story between Grogu and Gideon. Okay. I think we're gonna get it interspersed in the episode just to keep that little storyline alive. Just because you can't just go a whole episode and then you're like, so what the fuck is happening with them?
I agree.
Is Star Wars storytelling. Star Wars storytelling always shows you multiple storylines at the same time. I think we're gonna see a little bit more of Grogu and Gideon. Maybe them just talking. Gideon's just gonna be having like. Maybe you'll get some Giancarlo Esposito nice monologues or something like that, and Grogu just cooing and shit like that. But I think we're gonna get a little bit more of them.
So you're not necessarily saying training, but you're like just them like chatting.
There's going to be
together.
Some side. They're going to appear on screen. There's going to be some sort of side plot with them. Maybe it could be training. Maybe it could be whatever. But I think we're not. It's not going to be an episode without either of them.
Right.
Okay. My last pick. Ooh, this is exciting for me. I thought I was going to wait, but I'm not going to wait because it could be a season long one. I think at the end of the episode, the Jedi that Grogu spoke out to, Grogu spoke out and a Jedi heard him. And that Jedi will appear at the end of the episode and that Jedi's name will be Ezra Bridger.
Okay.
And this will start to set the wheels in motion for Grand Admiral Thrawn.
Okay. Okay. All right.
I think Ezra Bridger will be the one that heard it because they said they were in the Outer Rim.
Yeah.
No, they're far away from. No, they're in the Unknown Regions.
Yeah.
Unknown Regions. There you go. So.
Well, no. So the Mando and all them, they're in the Outer Rim, but Ezra's in the Unknown Regions.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's reasonable that maybe over this course of time, he could finally start getting back to the Outer Rim areas. Obviously, not anywhere close to Coruscant and all this shit, but, you know, so I feel like he could be the one that shows up. He will be the one that shows up at the very end of the episode, and that'll lead us into the last episode. Get everyone's fucking their tips wet.
And before we sign off, I've got one more bombshell I want to drop on you fools. Talking about this prison break, the people involved, it's got something on me, and I'm roping in real life current events. Yeah, I'm taking a look at what's happening out there in the world, and I think it's going to affect what's going to happen to this next week. I think you're right that there, whether it's Stormtroopers or New Republic or something's going to happen, I think that because of this conflict, Cara Dune will die.
Wow.
It's
okay.
It's weird. So I started thinking about it when you were mentioning the prison breakout, and to me it's weird that you go to Navarro where fucking Carl Weathers runs the joint and you only go to talk to Cara Dune, and she's been under fire on social media for all her anti-mask stuff and blah, 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 blah. Like, if you want to exit her out, then hey, you know what? Why don't you go help Mando on this mission?
Is this your seventh or what?
I don't know. I've got too many on here. I'm stopped
counting. All right. Well, you know what? We'll make this a season long one then. How about that?
Oh no, it's happening next week.
Oh no, no. All right.
Yeah, okay.
Well, this is a wild card then.
Yeah. It's
you know what? If it happens, you get a half point.
If it happens, it's one of my episode picks.
Oh shit! All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, I put your empires attacking the prisoner ship, and Cara Dune will be present, and she will solve the situation. I think her death will be doing that. So.
All right.
Dude, fucking action packed next week. It's going to be crazy.
Yes, hopefully.
There's going to be a
lot
going on. We only got two episodes left.
Yes.
And then we'll figure out what's going on after that. So, if you don't already, follow us on Instagram at W2SPod. That's where all our content is. You might find us elsewhere, but we're only focusing on Instagram. Make it nice and easy. So, if you don't also follow us for our Welcome to Show, our normal podcast, make sure you do that because we're going to be talking about Lethal Weapon.
Yes.
So, until
great
next
Christmas
week.
Great Christmas movie.
Fucking Dank Ferrick.
Yes. I'll see you guys next week.
We'll see you later.